إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فإذا الله سبحانه وتعالى and we thank him for guiding us to Islam, for guiding us to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, for allowing us to follow the Minhaj of As-Salaf. We continue tonight in a part two of this very important subject matter, لمحه عن الفرق الضاله, a glance, quick look on the deviant groups and deviant sects of our noble Sheikh Al-Allama Al-Doctor Baqiyat Al-Salaf Salih Al-Fawzan Ibn Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات. The last point we mentioned, or the Sheikh mentioned, is that the Sheikh, he was talking about the importance of adhering to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم with the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih. With the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih. It is very important for us to understand this point. To be upon the Haqq, to be upon the truth, you have no other choice except that to follow the Manhaj As-Salaf. That which the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were upon. That which the Muhajirun and the Ansar were upon. That which those three praised generation by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were upon. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. The best of the people is my generation and those who follow them and those who follow them. So, it is very important. There is no other way. Keep in mind, this is a reality. This is the truth. However, you find Muslims, they follow different things. And every group claims that they are upon the Haqq, and they call to it, stick to it, fight for it. Some people die for it. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And when we see these things, these divisions, first of all, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us to be upon the way of the saved sect. Because the Shaykh mentioned to us in a previous talk, we read to you that the Shaykh mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he mentioned that this ummah will split into 73 sects, all of them in the hellfire except for one. And when he was asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which one, he says, anyone who hold on to that which I am upon and my companions. That's the haqq. Has nothing to do with your color, your country, where you come from. Has to do with one thing. Be upon that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. فمطلوب من هذه الأمة أن يتبعوا منهج السابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار الذي هو منهج الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. And if you remember, the Shaykh mentioned the ayah in Surah At-Tawbah. Allah says, وَالصَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. the first to embrace Islam amongst the Muhajirin and the Ansar and those who followed them with perfection. So the Shaykh, he says, this is a clear proof that is required from the latter of this Ummah to follow the manhaj of the first people who embrace Islam. Naam, by this ayah. There's no choice. When it comes to the deen of Allah, this is how it is done. When it comes to other things, Allah al-Musta'an. Food, for example, yes, this country, they eat this food their way, and the others prepare it their way. They speak dialects, the other people speak another dialect that the other one don't know. But when it comes to the deen of Allah, no one say, look, man, you do it your way, we do it our way. There's only one way. This way, to follow the Muhajirin and the Ansar with perfection. And it's not going to happen unless we learn what they were upon. As to just stay a regular Muslim, like a feather in the air, wherever the wind comes southeast, they take it southeast. Tomorrow the wind comes from west, it's gone over this the other way. You got to be firm. People come in this way, they want to drop you? No. You're firm. Where are you going, guys? No, I'm not going. Can you imagine somebody waiting for a bus, take him to New York from here, from Atlanta, Georgia? And he's waiting, but buses come into that station, right? Bus come in, go to Chicago. People get in, they say, hey, let's go. Is he going to go, Abdullah?
No.
Why he's not going
to
go?
He wants to go to New York.
That's not his destination. No. That's not his ride. He's like, no, you guys go. That's not my bus. And after a while, another bus come. Buses come and leave. That man still, of course, some people, they look, man, this guy, what's wrong with him? No, ain't nothing wrong with that man. That man, he knows what he wants. Likewise, fitan comes, bid'ah, many things happen. But you're firm upon the haqq, if you know it. Those who don't know the haqq, jama'at tabligh, go to a masjid, I don't know where, and then they talk to him after asr, hey, listen, akhi, we're going to go for 40 days. He's like, hey, he go, he pack his bag, he pack his bag and quit his job. And he go with them, because he has no clue. Nothing. You don't know the haqq, miskin. Ahlul bid'ah come, smile, fake smiles. He's gone. He's with them now. According to bid'ah and innovations. Because he didn't know the haqq. So the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he says, this ayah is a proof that it is requested from this ummah to follow the manhaj of the first who embrace Islam, the Muhajirin and the Ansar. And what is the manhaj of the Muhajirin and the Ansar? It is the manhaj of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Muhajirin and the Ansar, they were on anything but that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they wasn't in something. They were in that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon. That's what they were upon, nothing else. That's what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله أما من خالف منهج السابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار فإنه يكون من الضالين. He says, you want to be upon the haqq, you got to be upon that which the companions were upon. There ain't no choice. There's no short cut in this one. Follow, know the path and be on it. And stay on it. As Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, in another talk, he says, the only thing that leads you to the path is beneficial knowledge. Nothing else. Not majority, not your country, not beneficial knowledge that is taken from its proper sources. The Book of Allah, the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the sound understanding of the Salaf, As-Salih. Now once you make it to the path of Allah, and there's only one path, it's not even two. You have to stay on it. What keep you on it? Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan says, righteous actions. Doing good. If you don't know what you're doing, man, You can move yourself out of it and you be on something else, thinking you're still on the right path. Aynam. Shaitan play with the people. Aynam. The Shaykh says, but if anyone who opposes the manhaj and the methodology of the Salaf, the first of this Ummah, the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim, from the Muhajir and the Ansar, no doubt that person will be with those who went astray. No doubt. None. If a person is not upon the path of the companions, he certainly will be on deviant path. No good in it whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, the verse 69 and 70, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا. And whoso obeys Allah and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they will be in the company of those whom Allah has bestowed His grace, of the prophets, the Siddiqun, the martyrs, and the righteous. And how excellent these companions are. May Allah make us with them. Ameen. Such is the bounty from Allah, and Allah is sufficient as all knower. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله فمن أطاع الله وأطاع الرسول في أي زمان ومكان سواء كان في وقت الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أو آخر المسلم في الدنيا إذا كان على طاعة الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنه يكون مع الفرقة الناجية مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. The Sheikh says, whoever obey Allah and obey the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم in any given time and place, any given time, in any place, whether that person was in a time when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alive, or that he may be the last Muslim on this dunya, the last Muslim on this dunya. This is the condition. If that person is upon obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he will be with this saved sect. Alhamdulillah. He will be with the saved sect. He will be with those that Allah is pleased with and bestowed upon them His favor and bounty amongst the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous. This excellent company. These are the excellent companions. SubhanAllah, you be in Jannah with the prophets, with the truthful, with the martyrs. Not just be in Jannah, but you be with these. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make us from the Mameen. قال وأما من تخلف عن هذا المنهج فإنه لن يحصل على هذا الوعد ولن يكون مع هؤلاء الرفقة الطيبين وإنما يكون مع الذين انحاز إليهم من المخالفين. لا إله إلا الله. Sheikh Fawzani says, but if anyone oppose this manhaj, the manhaj al-Salaf, anyone who oppose what the companions were upon, so he's not going to benefit from this promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this promise He promised this, the righteous people. And he won't be with these good companions, subhanAllah. He won't be with the prophets and the truthful and the martyrs and the righteous, these excellent companions, but rather he will be with the people he chooses to be with in the dunya. From those who oppose the path of the prophets and the righteous and the martyrs and the righteous. قال ولهذا هذا الدعاء العظيم الذي نكرره في صلاتنا في كل ركعة في آخر الفاتحة اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. He said, subhanAllah, Allah taught us a great dua that we repeat in every rak'ah in our prayers. Every unit of our prayer, we repeat this dua that Allah taught us, walhamdulillah, in the Quran. In the end of Surah Al-Fatiha, we say, Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim. That's a dua. We say, guide us, O Allah. Guide us to the straight path. To the straight path. The straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace. Not the way of those who earned your anger, says as the Jews. And the ulama, they said also, including this, those who have knowledge and don't act upon it. And nor of those who went astray, such as the Christians, and anyone who act without knowledge. Ayna. قال الشيخ هذا دعاء عظيم. This is an excellent, very important and great supplication. نسأل الله في كل ركعة من صلاتنا أن يهدينا لصراط الذين أنعم الله عليهم. In every salat, but do we pay attention? Every salat. And every rak'ah. Because reciting Surah Al-Fatiha is a rukn. You have to recite Al-Fatiha in every rak'ah. And every rak'ah, we say, O Allah, guide us to the path of those that you have bestowed your grace on them. Subhanallah. وهو الذي جاءت به الرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام وكان عليه أتباعهم إلى يوم القيامة وآخرهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هو المتبع والمطاع والمقتدى به صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this path that you ask Allah, that we ask Allah in every rak'ah, it is that which the prophets and the messengers they came with from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that which their followers adhere to until the day of judgments. And the last of them is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And since he was sent, he is the one now to be followed and obeyed. Because he was sent to all mankind. He is the example after his message. When he was sent, now he's the one to be followed. And he is the example. And everybody from that moment when the Prophet ﷺ became a messenger, he is the one that to be obeyed and to be followed. And everybody now is commanded and ordered by Allah to obey the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. قال حتى لو قدر أنه جاء نبي من السابقين فإنه يجب أن يكون متبعا لهذا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, let's say, if a prophet from the previous ones, Allah allowed that prophet to come in the dunya. Sheikh, he says, if Allah allowed one of the previous prophets, Musa or Nuh or Abraham, to come at this time, he has no other choice except to follow and adhere to the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though he was a prophet and a messenger. He has no other choice except to adhere to the message of our noble prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he mentioned a hadith: "لو كان موسى حيا بين أظهركم ما حل له إلا أن يتبعني." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Sahaba, "If Musa alayhi salam, min Uli al-Azm, is alive amongst you, it's not permissible for him to follow any way other than my way." Allahu Akbar. And he is a messenger from Ulul Azm. And this is, he says, it is found in the ayat 81 to 83 in Surah Ali Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثم جاءكم رسول قال شيخ فوزان يعني محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرنه قال أقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري قالوا أقررنا قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين فمن تولى بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون أفغير دين الله يبغون. وله أسلم من في السماوات والأرض طوعا وكرها وإليه يرجعون. And remember when Allah took the covenant of the prophets, saying, take whatever I gave you from the book and al-hikmah. And afterwards, there will come to you a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See? Prophets, they know he's coming. And afterwards, it will come to you a prophet, a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, confirming what is with you. You must believe in him and help him. Allahu Akbar. Allah said, do you agree to it? And will you take up my covenant, which I conclude with you? They said, we agree. Allahu Akbar. They say, we agree. He said, then bear witness, and I am with you among the witnesses for this. Then whoever turns away after this, they are the fasiqun, the rebellious, those who turn away from Allah's obedience, subhanahu wa ta'ala. 81 to 83, Ali Imran. Ameen al-Zaq. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله فلا دين بعد بعثة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. There is no religion to be accepted after the sending of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except his message, except the religion he came with from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a clear refutation against some Muslims. Some Muslims still think, no, if the Christians follow what Isa brought, they okay. No, they're not. Even if they adhere to what Isa brought, not shirk that they are upon, still won't be accepted from them. Because Allah says, and the Shaykh says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغَ غَيْرَهُ مِنَ الْأَدْيَانِ فَإِنَّهُ لَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَيَكُونُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever choose other than this religion that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم came with from Allah, and that person choose to be on other religions other than Islam, will never be accepted from such a person. And on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, if he stand in front of Allah with that religion, he will be amongst the losers. Because Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغْ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever choose or take other than Islam a religion will never be accepted from such a person. And on the hereafter will be amongst the losers. Even if that person for years, 50, 60, 70, 80, worshipping this, that, on other than Islam? Never. They exerted much efforts. SubhanAllah. As Allah tells us, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٌ عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ تَصْلَى نَارًا حَامِيَةً. SubhanAllah. Some faces will be humiliated. They were laboring hard in the worldly life, but by worshipping others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were, look at some Christians, they devoted into that stuff. Devoted, man. They serious business. No benefit. Look, some of them even go and call for it, spend their money, go to Africa, to Asia, to South America, they go to the Amazon, man. Some of them go and catch malaria. Some of them go and die there for shirk. Work hard. They pack their stuff and they leave the luxury and the dunya behind them. And some of them even live in those. No light, no water, nothing, with mosquitoes for the sake of their shirk. But then nothing. Laboring hard in this life. They will enter in the hot blazing fire, because Allah doesn't accept. Now you find some Muslims who don't understand masakeen. They say, no, a good Christian, they have good manners and Don't lie, he'll be in Jannah too. He says who? He's that Christian, he's on other religion other than Islam. And Allah says he will be from the khasirin. Allah does not accept other than Islam. Even if he's a nice guy, truthful, honest, he can. Even some Muslims who is masakeen, they don't understand. They think just because some Christian or he's a Jew, just because he's honest, yes, because some of them are like that, they're honest, they work hard, they don't cheat you, they think they're better than Muslims. How they can be better than Muslims? How can shirk be better than tawheed? A'udhu billah. Sheikh Fawzan, he answered this question one. They said to him, Ya Sheikh, some of our people who goes to study in the West, and they are amazed by, they like, look at those people, man, they work hard, no, they don't cheat, you know, they say they work hard, and they honest, and they better than the Muslims. Sheikh says, A'udhu billah. Kafir can never be better than a Muslim. Even if the Muslim got issues, problems, and he's upon Tawheed, still that Muslim has to work on his problems, of course. But a kafir can never be better than a Muslim, man. Never. Just because he's truthful and he's... MashaAllah, he has those characteristics that are going to help him only in the dunya. But when that person stands in front of Allah with the kufr he was upon, the kindness, his kindness to the people, his generosity to the people, his truthfulness with the people, is not going to help him in anything. Because he's committing the greatest crime. The crime that, subhanAllah, Allah tells us in the Quran, in Surah Maryam, what Allah tells us about those who ascribe to Allah's Son? Huh? Takadu is? SubhanAllah. Takadu samawatu yatafattarn. The sky, the heavens, they're about to burst asunder. The earth, tanshakul earth, the earth will shake. Wal jibal takhir, the mountains, these mighty mountains about to crumble to dust because somebody ascribed a son to Allah. And now you're going to say they're better than Muslims? No, they are not. So this is very important. We call the people to Islam. They, if they accept Islam, alhamdulillah, that's good for them. If they don't accept it, hey, that's their choice. But we tell them, look, man, Allah does not accept but Islam. Take it or leave it, that's up to you. Right? But in Yawm al-Qiyamah, you will see the difference. Well, we want good for you, man, in this life. Take time out. Read about Islam. Don't take Islam from newspapers and don't let what some corrupt Muslims. Yeah, there is some corrupt Muslims. There's some terrorists amongst Muslims, yes. Evil people. Kidnap people, hijack planes, bomb places and malls and buses. But they're criminals. They're Muslims, but they're criminals. And Islam is free from their actions. None. And we free ourselves from those terrorists and those criminals. We don't cheer for them. Rather, we condemn every action they do. And we, if we know anyone planning to harm the people or do anything like this, we call on them. Yeah, we make a phone call. We call the authorities. No, you can't do that. If you hear any Muslim trying like Malak man, or they thinking about blowing something or killing somebody or do something like this, you got to call the authority on them. That's what the ulama tells us. This is not from Islam. Aynam, it's not, has nothing to do with Islam. Those are cowards. They go and target who? Women and children and innocent people. Jesus. They cowardly man acts. They criminals. Islam is against all of that. So the Shaykh went back to the ayah in Surah Al-Fatiha. He says, look, we ask Allah to put us on the path of these excellent companions. And we say, غير المغضوب عليهم. Oh Allah, do not put us on the path of those who earn your anger. من هم? Who are them? The Shaykh says, وَهُمْ كُلُّ مَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ وَلَمْ يَعْمَلْ بِهِ مِنَ الْيَهُودِ وَغَيْرُهُمْ مِنْ ضُلَّالِ الْعُلَمَاءِ الذين عرفوا الحق وتركوه تبعا لأهوائهم وأغراضهم ومنافعهم الشخصية. The Shaykh says, who are these people that earn the anger of Allah? Anyone who has knowledge and does not act upon it. Amongst the Jews and other from them, from the misguided scholars. Those who have knowledge, but they, the Shaykh says, they know the truth, but they left it behind their backs. For what? Following their lusts and desires. They have agendas, man. Following the haqq, they have to denounce and renounce their plans. But they have to carry out their plans. That's why they leave the haqq, Allah. That's why they earn the anger of Allah. يَعْرِفُونَ الْحَقَّ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَلَكِنَّهُمْ لَا يَتَّبِعُونَهُ بل يتبعون أهواءهم ورغباتهم وما تميل وما تمليه عليهم عواطفهم أو انتماءاتهم المذهبية أو غير ذلك. He says, yes, these people, they know the truth, they have knowledge. They study the haqq. It's not like some layman, somebody grow up in some village. Sufis, everybody is Sufi, or the majority. Miskin, nobody taught him the sunnah. He thinks that's Islam. No. These people, they know the haqq. They study the truth, but they leave it. They know that which the Messenger of Allah came with, but they do not follow it. So if they don't follow it, who they follow? They follow their desires. That which their wicked intellects tell them. Or because you find them affiliated with some madahib, some group here, or some hizb, some party, that's what they follow. That's why you find some people, like Ikhwan al-Muslimin, for example. If somebody real with his heart, with the Ikhwan, or with the Tablighis, for example, because those are the two famous deviant sects in our time, you will find that you bring them the haqq, they don't follow. Because they're so deep into that. You know? And whatever their leaders in those groups tell them, they do it. Even if it's against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if it's against the haqq. قَالَ هَؤُلَاءِ يُعْتَبَرُونَ مِنَ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ لِأَنَّهُمْ عَصَوَ اللَّهَ عَلَى بَصِيرًا فَغَضَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. He said, these people, they are considered and they are part from those that they earn the anger of Allah. Why? Not because of their color. Has nothing to do with that. What country they come from. Has to do with one thing. They disobeyed Allah upon knowledge. They didn't disobey Allah upon ignorance, masakin. They grow up somewhere. Nobody teach them anything. They just grow up and follow whatever their people. There is no students of knowledge in that area. No alim, masakin. These people, they disobey Allah. They know what to do, right? And they live it alone and follow their desires and their plans. So Allah's anger is upon them. قَالَ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. See, in Surah Al-Fatiha, when we ask Allah to put us on the path and the way of those excellent companions, and we say, and we ask Allah not to put us with Al-Maghdubi عَلَيْهِمْ nor الضَّالِينَ. Who are الضَّالِينَ? هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Who are الضالين? Those who went astray. They are those who act without knowledge. They do actions. No knowledge whatsoever. They just do it. يجتهدون في العبادة. نعم, they exert a lot of efforts. A lot of actions of worship. لكنهم على غير طريق الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. But not on the way of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. كالمبتدع والمخرفين الذين يجتهدون في العبادة والزهد والصلاة والصيام وإحداث العبادات ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان ويتبعون أنف ويتعبون أنفسهم بأشياء لم يأتي بها الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. هؤلاء عمل ضالون. الشيخ says, for example, the مبتدعه, the innovators. The innovators, you find them, they may act not out. Acts of worship. Zuhud, you find them, they leave the dunya. They're like, oh. That's how certain people are deceived by them. Ascetics, yeah, no dunya, the way they dress, what they eat, no car, not. Astaghfir al-dunya. They don't live in a nice house, no. And they are upon bid'ah and innovations. They invent prayers. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam don't even know. Fast days that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't fast. They innovate many actions of worship that Allah did not send down. They weary themselves with things that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't leave for us. قَالْ هَؤُلَاءِ ضَالُّونَ وَعَمَلَهُمْ مَرْدُودٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. These people are misguided and astray, and their actions is rejected. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ says, "Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad." Whoever does an action that is not in accordance to what we are upon, it is rejected. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله: هؤلاء هم الضالون ومنهم النصارى وكل من عبد الله على جهل وضلال وإن كانت نيته حسنة ومقصده طيبا، لأن العبرة ليست بالمقاصد فقط بل العبرة بالاتباع. said نعم، الضالون these are those who went astray and from them the Christians. And also included in this anyone who worship Allah upon ignorance and misguidance. The Shaykh says, even if they may have a good intention, even if they may have a pure intention, because intention, good intention alone is not enough. No. Somebody may have a good intention, but that's not enough. You have to have something else with it, following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلِهَذَا يَشْتَرِطُ فِي كُلِّ عَمَلٍ أَنْ يَتَوَفَّرَ فِيهِ شَرْطَانِ لِيَكُونَ مَقْبُولًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَمُثَابًا عَلَيْهِ صَاحِبُهُ. Said, for this reason, every act of worship have to fulfill two conditions for it to be accepted by Allah, and therefore the person, the doer of that action, is rewarded by Allah for it. No, it's very important. Not just to pray, fast. Anyone who does any act of worship, for it to be accepted by Allah, and therefore the person is rewarded, has to fulfill two conditions. الشرط الأول الإخلاص لله عز وجل. That act of worship has to be performed for Allah. No show off, not for dunya, not for this money or nothing. For Allah. الشرط الثاني المتابعة لله المتابعة للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم المتابعة للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. That action, a person has to follow in it the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Not follow bid'ah and innovations. People, they follow bid'ah and innovations. They may have a good intention, yes, sincere, but still it's not going to benefit them, and that action is rejected. Why? Because it's not in accordance with the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 112, بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Yes, but whoever submits his face, meaning himself, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following the religion of Islamic monotheism, and is a muhsin, which means a good doer, a person who performs good deeds totally for Allah's sake only, without any show off or to gain praise or fame, etc., and in accordance with the sunnah of Allah's Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this person, if he does this, his reward is with his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On such shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Allahu Akbar. These people who turn their face or submit their faces, ikhlas. Sheikh Fawzani says, Islamul wajhi ya'ni ikhlas lillah. See? Meaning, since they submit themselves to Allah, they do everything sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't submit themselves to Allah by another time, they submit themselves to some dead one in the grave. No, everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhsin, good doer, they can never do good deeds unless if they do it according to the sunnah of the Prophet. Because the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال فالله سبحانه وتعالى جل وعلا أمرنا بالاجتماع على الكتاب أي القرآن والسنة ونهانا عن التفرق والاختلاف لما في الاجتماع على الكتاب والسنة من الخير العاجل والآجل ولما في التفرق من المضار العاجل والآجل في الدنيا والآخرة. الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله وبارك في عمره وأطال عمره على الطاعة. He says, the Prophet, Allah سبحانه وتعالى, Allah سبحانه وتعالى command with unity upon his book and the sunnah. That's what the unity be upon, not upon colors and upon ideologies and hizbiyat and worldly gain. Unity upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi. And Allah forbade us from splitting our ranks and from dividing amongst ourselves. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam command us with unity upon the book of Allah and his sunnah, and he forbade us from differing, from dividing into groups and sects. Why? He says, because unity upon the book and the sunnah, upon the book of Allah sunnah, has a lot of good in this life and in the hereafter. That's the only way you're going to be upon good in this life, and you benefit from that good in the hereafter, if you are united upon the book and the sunnah, not upon colors, upon I don't know what, madhab, upon what his tribe is upon, hizbiyat, partisanship and the like. That's why unity is commanded, because it brings a lot of good in this life and in the hereafter. And division is forbidden because you have a lot of evil. A lot of evil consequences of division in this life and in the hereafter. قال لذلك فالأمر يحتاج إلى اهتمام شديد لأنه كلما تأخر الزمان كثرت الفرق وكثرت الدعايات كثرت النحل والمذاهب الباطلة كثرت الجماعات المتفرقة. So subhanAllah, you have to give this matter a great importance. You gotta pay attention, because the more the time go by and away from the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the more you find many sects, many people claim